This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, Spitwads, we have a very, very special episode for you today. A spit hit with the return of Highway to Spell, Jason's very favorite segment because he's such a good speller. And we also discuss human extinction, ancient royalty, arm wrestling, and we end the show with a boom. You don't want to miss it.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
The barbark, a moo moo, cockle dockle doodle, come on!
Oh, yeah! I see what you did there. And I, even though at the very beginning I was thrown off, at the very beginning, Mike, I was like, what is he doing?
There were some sounds that weren't familiar.
I was in. I'm in. You got me jacked up.
Well, that was not a great one.
I was not ready for this show. I was not ready, and I am in.
There we go.
I closed my eyes to I wanted to take it all in.
Did you feel like you were at a farm?
You're a cockamamie in there.
You may have gotten a cockle dockle doo doo.
The best part is that you closed it as strong as you opened it, and that's hard to do. So congratulations, Mike. That was outstanding.
The heart was pitter pattering. I knew what I had to do. Uh-huh. I wasn't sure if I could execute.
You don't even know how many times I've had a plan. I've begun it, and I can't get to the second line properly.
I understand you. You have one shot. Like people out there. We don't
practice.
You don't take multiple shots. You don't go, give me a run through here. Like, no, you go and you get what you get.
I mean, if you've listened to the show more than, say, this episode, you already know that.
Yeah, sure. You know that because Al Borland spilled water all over me last episode and we just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't stop. This might as well be live every single time you listen to
that's
it.
That's dangerous.
Well, certainly. All right, we have Would You Rather on today's Spitballers. We have Highway to Spell making its...
Regrettable
return to the show, and we have a fabulous draft for you as well. Thank you so much for supporting the show.
Yeah.
Spitballerspod.com is the website.
I support this show. I do. I think it's a great, great show.
Yeah. Are you subscribed, following on Apple Podcasts?
I am subscribed, following. And look, my wife is a spitwad.
Officially, okay.
we literally support.
You contribute to
I contribute to myself.
Interesting.
That's a true story.
Do you give yourself an allowance as well around the house?
Oh, I blow right through that.
Okay.
Not saving this week.
No.
Move it over to this bucket.
Let's get into it.
Would you rather...
Tyler from the website, if you had to compete for your life, would you rather compete at rock, paper, scissors or arm wrestling? Really? Really?
Okay. Okay.
Now, who is this competition against? Because that's going to make a pretty big difference here.
You don't know. You just got to choose your game.
Oh, man.
Jason should be very confident in the rock, paper, scissors game.
You
are an outstanding rock, paper, scissors player.
Thank you for not making me say that, because I would have, and you're 100% right.
You're very good.
I am very good at rock, paper, scissors, but at the same time, it's luck. It's mostly luck, right?
My question was going to be simple. For you, Jason, how do you cheat at it? Because I know you do to win.
Well, there's psychology that if you were on my level, you could comprehend. It doesn't work on a one shot. You got to go two out of three.
Do you go a little bit late? Is that what it is? You're a little bit of a late.
I have watched the documentary.
They have a documentary?
They have a documentary because there is, of course, it's a game. That means that there is a national championship. There is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a championship. What? Jason, have you ever thought about entering the rock paper scissors championship?
I would love to.
I don't know if they're
called,
still going on.
Do they call the winner the Rochambeau champ?
Cause I don't remember that part.
Cuz then I'm in.
I don't know. I'm sure Al is looking it up furiously right now.
Well, I'm sure that there are mathematical equations.
There are.
When somebody gives you rock two times in a row, then the percentage chances they go here. Like, do the national champions memorize those percentages like a game of blackjack?
There's definitely probabilities and just human psychologies. I've heard the most basic one is we have a tendency as humans, so whatever I throw out, most likely, like if I'm not really thinking about it, I will be prone to throwing out the thing that would have beat my previous hand. So if I throw scissors, probability says I'm going to throw a rock on my next throw.
Do you believe, Jason, that you are as good at rock, paper, scissors against a stranger as you are someone you know?
No.
So would you ask them like questions beforehand? Like, what's your favorite color?
Get to know them. Well, it's really about them knowing me.
What's your
sign? Want them to know me because I've got to read what they are reading.
Do you lie?
Do I lie about who? No, I want them to know exactly who I am so that they think they know where I'm going.
Do you drop some subtle hints? Like, you're like, yeah, I was a geology major in high school.
I'm all about that rock life. No, I don't take it to
that level.
You know
what my favorite music is.
What percent? Okay,
that's
now
right.
let's explore the other side of this question, the arm wrestling.
Let's not.
What percentage of the population do you think you could beat at arm wrestling?
I don't know.
Most of the women.
You sure? I mean, I would say
I
that.
I doubt it.
I mean, are kids open to this out? Like,
you got to go 18.
Why can I throw a football so much farther than you guys, but I can't beat you in arm wrestling?
That's actually
It's the same thing as like.
Leverage hurts me. And like, even if I was an average bisexual man. If
woo
bisexual, even if I was an average, my length, my arm length,
it's the whip
would be. I feel like that would be bad for arm wrestling, or is that good?
No, I have no idea. But for throwing a football,
I feel like the distance between my elbow and the end of my finger is longer than both of you guys.
Correct.
Yeah, more than likely.
Can we get a measurement in here?
This is simply reminding me, so I will ask you guys if you experienced this growing up. Did you ever arm wrestle your dad?
Certainly.
I'm sure I did.
Did you ever beat your dad?
Certainly not.
No.
Oh, man.
Did you do that?
You're darn right.
Recently?
No, this was
How is he still alive? I'm gone from the earth. I'm disappearing from the face of the planet.
I mean, I own his house now. That's like part of the deal. But no, it was like.
Was this after his shoulder surgery?
No, this was toward the end of high school. And I was getting my workout on. I was decently fit at one point, and we just got to the point where I'm like, oh, this is happening. And
did you provoke it or him?
That part I don't remember.
There's a difference. There's the kid coming at his dad, and then there's the dad going like, you're still not stronger than me.
All right, let's go, son.
But either way, the father still believes that they're going to win.
Well, like, yeah.
Should.
None of my children.
They can't turn it down, that's for sure. The father can't be like,
right.
I'm out.
My children will never beat me at arm wrestling. It's impossible.
You will never arm wrestle them once they get to an even questionable state.
That's right.
Now, here's my question. So I know your father is a very healthy man. You talk about that. Very good eater, exercises a lot. Did that start at that loss? Was he an extremely obese, lazy man prior to that loss?
No, he was already healthy. He's more of a body weight guy, though.
Interesting.
While I was hitting the iron, getting jacked.
If either of my sons grow up and beat me in arm wrestling, I'm just done.
Is there? Let me ask you a question.
Look over there. You're just gone.
They never see you again.
Smoke bomb.
Is there something to be said about, like, there's sprinters and there's marathoners?
Sure.
And you imagine if you arm wrestle somebody and it's a, you get, you win by quickly or you lose quickly, you would imagine the same result's going to happen from the second and the third and the fourth time.
I would imagine so,
but,
yes.
But is there a level of endurance? Like, can I, if I, what I lack in biceptual talents, mm-hmm. can I make up for in, like,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Endurance?
I don't think so.
No, not you. Like, no, you specifically, no. I don't think you could. This show's going real bad for me lately.
The last couple of episodes have been bad.
I don't know which one to take.
No, that's not a word, Al. That's not. I'm making that word up.
Biceptual?
Just so you're aware. Yeah. But it's just for comedic value.
That makes me feel better. I'd never heard that before.
No, biceptual is not a word.
As we
have, it is today.
Oh, it's a dangerous word. But as we've said,
it's a spelling show.
As we've said, if I say a word and you know exactly what I mean,
good enough.
That's a word. Get out of my face here with it. It's not actually in the recognized by Webster. I don't care. Someone made up words at some point.
There is a slang term. A biceptual is a person, usually male, who defines himself by the size of his biceps.
Okay, so I've already brought
my wife
up.
Known to wear extra small t-shirts, which Andy is wearing an extra small t-shirt.
This is a terrible episode.
Yes.
Before this episode started, I told you guys I hated this shirt so much.
Yes.
Now people
Mike,
are freaking.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Oh.
Oh, man.
This is not a good day. Can we move on? I mean, this is a long time on this question.
Sure, we got to answer
Paper
it.
Rock Scissors, randomness over what I got.
I think I'm going to take the arm wrestling because I want it to be my fault if I lose. Mm. I want to be like, you know what? I didn't deserve.
The way you treat Paper Rock Scissors, it would be your fault if you lost. That you try to treat it is pure skill.
Yeah, you're right. I'd win. I take Paper Rock Scissors.
Mike?
I'll go Paper Rock Scissors.
Quinn from Patreon, would you rather human extinction come via alien invasion or an AI takeover?
Mm.
So we're going extinct either way. There's no saving the planet.
So basically the question is, which one is the Band-Aid? Which one is ripping it off?
Which one hurts less?
That's what I'm talking about. Just like get it over with.
I have my answer.
Yeah, I think I want the aliens.
Ooh.
I think I want the robots.
I want the robots. If you're talking about hopefully my leaving the Earth is painless and or at least quick. Won't be painless, but they're robots, right? They don't feel, right?
Not exactly.
So they are simply executing a job where an alien, if they are truly a superior race of being and they have better technology and things like that, but they are warriors. They haven't transcended to become fully peaceful. They're here to take over the Earth. I think they're going to do some terrible things to people.
Yeah, I agree. They're going to be monsters, whereas robots will be just get it done.
Terminator.
Wipe a Terminator.
The Terminator didn't torture anybody.
What a great title, Mike, for like a robot takeover.
See, my thought was you guys brought up some good points, but the robots will eventually, like, we're going to fight them. Then they're going to usurp us, but it will be like just above us and we'll be wiped out.
Whereas the aliens could come in with super weapons we've never...
Exactly. Aliens could be so far more progressed than we are that it's just boom shakalaka.
Yeah, they push a button near our planet and...
And we all just vaporize.
Yeah, and we make that sound.
Right. Well, I mean,
I hope
we still have gas in us.
I hope you're saving that one for the draft.
Ooh.
So you're going robot.
Well, and an alien should be an intelligent life form with some level of...
a bigger shirt. I need a bigger shirt. Somebody help me.
Our YouTubes
it's
are
shrinking
doing
right now.
Real well these
my
last
nipples.
Few weeks.
Get this man a hoodie. And an alien, do you think you could, like, not negotiate, but, you know, maybe convince them to keep you around as, like, a pet?
No, because I think what would happen
extinct,
is you
so
would be
I
a
like
slave
to
at that, but you'd be complete subjugation.
But, no, I get that, but maybe.
Mike, like, wants to fetch.
Maybe I could be like a dog. For the alien.
All right. I love my dogs.
I guarantee you at some point in your life, you've gone, man, dogs have good, that's a good life. This is a good life that my dog has right now. They lay around. Sometimes they play. They get fed. They take naps all the time.
You're a good dog owner, Mike, yes. Because I look at my dogs and I think, man, they have a terrible life.
Oh, okay.
Shoot, I got to feed them. When was the last time I fed this dog?
Well, then maybe my dog karma will save me from the aliens.
Here's some information.
Is that Siri?
Apparently Siri's going off on my watch. I do think that the absence of any kind of emotion in robots would be helpful because you're dying either way. It's bad either way. The worst case scenario is if you have, you know, evil motives in addition. And I think that the aliens could have that.
Won't robots focus on efficiency and they'll be like, we should keep their bodies like kind of alive to harvest some organs and stuff?
I don't think they actually will, though.
I guess they don't need the organs.
Yeah, they don't really have a need for anything.
What if they're like, hey, some aliens may come and we can sell them these organs?
Yeah, but because like the Matrix, they turn us into batteries.
Right.
And it's like, really, with all these future robots, you're trying to tell me that
you couldn't develop a better battery?
I just think your body is better than the batteries you made.
I just don't feel like robots will waste, and that could be painful.
Robots? What?
They won't be wasteful.
Oh, yes.
They'll be excellent and efficient, which means that there's a chance that it's painful. That's all I'm saying.
It's going to be painful either way, but just quick.
They won't be, neither one, I suppose, will probably be very empathetic, like try to take care of you quickly. But the odds are higher that...
Yes, for the robot. That's
aliens where would be
no,
empathetic.
No.
Well, robot, why would a robot have empathy?
Empathetic. Yeah. A robot cannot be empathetic.
That's
or angry. You can't, no emotion.
It is indifferent to your suffering.
Sorry, I meant just more of you take the empathy. I don't know. I'll roll the dice that it's just going to be fast.
Sergio from Patreon says, would you rather be royalty 2,000 years ago or an average person today?
Okay, so there are definitely some pros and cons of being royalty.
So do I want to be royalty for about 35 years before I die at the hand of somebody else or a disease?
That's a big maybe, making it to 35, because there's no rules.
Can I have a certain amount of time guaranteed to me 2,000 years ago, Al? No.
35 years.
Oh, gosh.
That's very generous. Yeah, I mean, look.
So I'd be dead already.
Well, no, you get 35 years from now. We're right now we're starting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure.
So from some, that's not bad.
So wait,
now he's generous.
I'm the king, right?
Because it's not just about longevity. It's about the quality of life. Like, is it better?
Yeah.
You know, right now I could turn my lights on with Alexa and, I don't know, go to the bathroom in a toilet with plumbing. You know, kings were peeing in pots.
Yeah,
pooping in pots.
Yeah, you're taking a dump down the old stone chute.
You had somebody that would come and clean it for you.
I don't know that I would enjoy that more than just my toilet cleaning it for me.
And that's the problem for me. Like, I have people who I have given no choice to, and they shovel my poop.
Like, yeah.
The poop people.
It's incredible power, Mike.
I can't live that life.
I think you would live just fine.
I don't think so.
I mean, you have ultimate power, control, riches.
Yeah, you want that? Well, do you actually want
just
that?
For 35 years?
Yeah, no, that's a good, it's a legitimate question. Do you actually want that? Do you want complete 100% power and control? Because we know
all those people hate you.
I want it like an experiment. I don't want it like I'm thriving for it or striving for it now.
You
want
to really see what kind of person you are?
No.
Will you be a benevolent ruler?
I want to play the video game. You know how we all play the video game different than we do real life?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We've all played Sims or games like that where you do things that you wouldn't be proud of as a real ruler.
Right.
I want that. I wouldn't mind that experience.
Okay. I think that would be a tough decision.
There's only so many kings.
Right. And I feel like I am the king of my household right now. You know, royalty in my home. So with the Alexa, the electricity, the plumbing, I have to take modernity. I have to. I don't think I could.
The vaccine?
You think you got 35 more years right now?
More likely than 35 more years back then. I am not cut out for the hard life.
The leeches to treatment life?
Yeah, that's not, you
know. Dysentery every other weekend?
No, I'm going to need everything first rate. First world, and
back then you would be able to, you'd just give those diseases to your servants. You'd
really?
Be able to avoid it. Yeah, you could just say, hey, you get dysentery for me.
Sad-hour.
I don't think that's how it works. I am king of the germs.
You get 35 years. Yeah, it's clear you're not going to die from dysentery.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I'm. So if you'll I get be 35 average, years from
you'll
just, here.
You'll be an average person today. Modernity.
I will.
Mike?
I will choose today.
I'm taking today. I'm not going back.
Whatever. 2000 I'll be years the ago. King 2,000 years ago.
Enjoy your candles.
I just want to try taking over some countries.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to light the candles.
Yeah, but you, as soon as the sun is down, you're like, well, can't
see.
In
fact, I can execute people for not lighting them.
That's true.
That's one
and
of
that's
my,
the power he's looking
that's
for.
That's the power
here.
I'm looking for here.
All right.
I will. Well, here's my promise. I will alternate years. Odd years, I'm an evil king. Even years, I'm a good king.
Okay.
So my people kind of stay on their toes.
Yeah, but or they
is it a good year or a bad? Well,
the
you're right.
End of a, the end of an even year is going to go poorly for you, Andy.
Yeah, fair enough.
We figured out his code.
And I would make appropriate size clothing. I'd have my servants make
you
appropriate
would have a
size,
gigantic robe.
Huge robe.
Because you'll be freezing due to no heat.
That's right. Ernie from the website, which video game company would you rather erase from human history?
Oh, no.
Along with all their creations. Mm. You think we know these?
I
EA,
do.
Activision, Rockstar, Ubisoft.
Yeah.
I don't know these enough to know
well, Rockstar,
who made what.
Rockstar is Red Dead and GTA.
EA is all the sports, the major sports franchises for a long time.
Except, I mean, EA is my easy answer.
Really?
Yes. They, EA, I'm not sure what EA has done good for video games. This whole Madden, now we're talking to like the super sports nerds, but the Madden Monopoly has ruined football games. They don't have to make the game better. They just make another game and they know that everyone's going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. My son wants to buy it.
They made, according to this, all the Dragon Age games. They made the Battlefront games, the
all
Star
the
Wars games.
They published.
That's theirs
see,
now.
I,
that's
okay,
theirs.
Okay.
BioWare right. belongs to
Mass
EA.
Effect.
Is gone.
I could take it or leave
Mass
it.
Effect's great.
I could take
How
it.
How dare you?
I can't get rid of Rockstar.
No, they're the easiest keep of all.
Red Dead.
What
is
has Activision
in.
Done?
NBA Jam.
Call of Duty.
Oh, okay, go Call of Duty. You can go away.
Yeah,
let's
hate
get rid
Call
of that.
Duty.
Although losing NBA Jam would stink.
I hate
NFL Blitz.
You know, can I just bring this up for a second so people understand? I hate first person shooters.
Yes,
I hate them, and
it's
I hate them
you suck
for
at them.
One reason, and that's it, Andy. That's it. I spawn, you spawn and die. That's the only
yeah.
two.
Have
things
you played
I
Spawn or
do.
Die by EA?
Man, I'd be good at that.
You
if
just,
all
you
got
to
do
pay a little bit more, and you're good
I,
at it.
This was like a decade ago before I even had children, when I still had time to play video games, and I still I was terrible at first person shooters. I just could not.
Most people change and they're like how good they are at games, and you've always sucked at
I've
that.
I've always sucked at that. And so
you want to know what it is though? I've played with you. We played some Overwatch together. You suck because you're like afraid constantly.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, you play like there's a bee in your room.
Yes.
Yes, yes, I do. That's exactly right.
Yes.
And you haven't even been in the room, but you knew
no,
it.
I watched your character.
Yes.
He plays like there's a bee. You were in the room. We all tried to play that game together.
Man.
And Jason's like, oh, you want to tell somebody what to do.
I need a volume to play first-person shooters. I'd be great. I'd just be normal speed.
All right, one more. Sam from Twitter, would you rather have all of your books be paperback or ebooks or audiobooks? All your books.
All the books?
I'm going to be old man here. I am so not an ebook guy.
Okay.
So I'm out on ebooks. Audiobooks are great.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. That's the easy get rid of for me. So I'm between the audiobooks, which are great, and paper books, which are great. But ebooks are terrible. I hate, first of all, if it's on an iPad or something that doesn't have like that e-paper screen, my eyes are
brutal,
bleeding.
Eyes.
They're just.
But have you ever Kindled?
Like on an
well,
actual
I've
Kindle? No, I have not. I've never owned a Kindle specifically
because they look very different.
There's one benefit for ebooks. Can you think of it? There's one.
Yeah,
benefit.
You have all your books in one spot.
It's searching. I guess
and
two
the
benefits
library.
If you say that. Yeah, but I like the physical book, so I'm going to go with that.
The paper?
Yeah, paper.
How many books are you reading these days?
Like 4 or 5.
A year?
Oh, no, just right now.
You're reading 4 or 5 books right now?
Yeah.
I do not understand these people. Like, how do you read 4 books at the same time?
Bookmarks.
Well, I cannot understand how to find my place, but I'm saying, how do you jump back and forth? And how is there not something inside
they
of you
that
says...
They can't be the same genre.
Saying, like, I must complete this book before I move on to my next
task. I have made no promises that I will complete any of these books. I have only done the part that's easy.
When is the last time you have finished a book?
Ooh, is that a better question?
That's a good question. And I don't know. Yeah. It's been a while.
It's probably because you're trying to read 5 books at the same time.
Have you considered finishing a book before opening another one?
No, I have not.
Okay, that might increase your book completion.
Do you double fist?
Oh, double reading?
Just jump back and forth between the two.
I get 2 of the same, and I hold them in both arms.
I'm taking audiobooks.
Audiobooks are really, really great.
Yeah, they are outstanding. I don't have to read.
But you can zone out on them, because the context in which you use audiobooks a lot of times are areas where you zone out. You could be driving, something could get, you're talking to someone, you get a phone call, and you don't, you know, you could lose a little bit of it.
Tell you what the dangerous is about that is, have you ever done the audiobook while you're going to sleep?
Oh, yeah. Say goodbye 8 chapters. Yeah.
Where then, was I?
And it's you have no idea. You're like, well, guess I'm hitting this back 15 seconds.
They need
seconds.
Sleep detectors on those. That would be so smart.
Well, they could put a timer on, but you still, how far back do
I
go?
Yeah, that gets stressful. That's like the sleep timer on the TV. I like setting it up, but I'm like, what if this goes off right before I want it to go off?
Yeah, I'm going to go paper books here. Because like right now I'm reading Harry Potter to Isaac, my youngest. It's been a fun little thing we're doing every night. I couldn't do that.
I like to be able to highlight it, too.
Yeah, like mark it up.
With a highlighter.
Can't mark up an audiobook.
That's fair.
Well, you can try.
I'm going old man with you, Andy.
All right.
Paper.
Gross. Mike, you going audio?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we skip to the draft?
No, I'm sorry. Well, we can do this. We can take a quick break and then come back to your favorite segment.
Okay.
Spitwads, let's talk about Indochino and let's talk about style. And style, well, it's not math, all right? There's not a correct answer for every single person. You got to find what's right for you. I just recently went to a school gala. That's right. I'm that sophisticated. I went to a gala. I wore my Indochino suit. It was perfectly formed to my frame. I'm a very tall gentleman. If I just bought a suit off the rack, it would not make any sense. It would be very wide on me. The shoulders would be messed up. We've been fans of Indochino for so long because they make it super easy. You can design a look that suits you perfectly from the fabric to the cut. You can shop their made-for-you suits. They start at just $449, and premium fitted shirts start at just $89. Look, you can fine-tune every single detail, like the lining. I made a custom lining. It looks like a nebula. I can open up my jacket. And you're in outer space. That's right. Get a premium personalized wardrobe without spending a fortune, and you can design that perfect suit with Indochino. To get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more, use that promo code BALLERS at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com. Promo code BALLERS.
Highway to Spell.
Can we skip to
the
draft? The
shirt is just shrinking. It's just shrinking on me.
Is it shrinking or are you growing?
I'm getting a little bigger. I had some candy. Highway to Spell is back again. I don't like it because I'm afraid.
Well, we've only done it once.
Well, I didn't like it.
It was very stressful.
It's stressful.
It's stressful because...
I don't want to be the... If you guys are the idiot first, I'm fine being an idiot.
Right. Yeah, that's
don't
right.
Don't be the first idiot.
Well,
that's this game.
I'm going to make life easy on you two gentlemen, then.
Good. All right, Al, what are we in for today?
We are going to start at 5th grade just to get the prime the pump, and then we're going to jump to 7th grade.
Please be
we better
easy.
Be prime.
Who's first?
Pump.
Andy is.
Oh, you know.
Well, that all right.
Tiny shirt, T-I-N-Y... Go ahead. What's
right,
my first word?
Your fifth grade
I'm
level
so
word.
I'm so stressed out right now.
I might fail right here.
Imagine.
Okay. All right. Imagine. I-M-A-G-I-N-E. Imagine.
Perfect.
Woo. Okay.
That makes it so much worse. I'm freaking out over here.
Good. We'll Mike, save you. So Mike, Mike's your up. Your fifth grade level
Give
word?
Give it to me.
Favorite.
Favorite. F-A-V-O-R-I-T-E. Favorite.
Correct.
Please be kind.
The word kind?
I think you can handle this. Here you go.
Please no.
Chemical.
Oh, come on. That's way harder. You always give him the easy ones.
Hip Hop Anonymous?
All right. It's C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L. Chemical.
All right. You guys are all smarter all right. than a fifth grader.
We did it.
It's all found money now.
Take that, fifth
That's
graders.
That's right.
Okay. We're on right. up to seventh
we're
grade?
We're going to jump to seventh here.
All right. Play along back, with us.
My hand is back legit you, shaking. Look at this. My hand
What's
is
worse,
legitimately
the scat
shaking.
Or spelling these words?
I think spelling these words because I'm going to look so foolish.
You did all right last time.
All right.
Here you go, Andy. Seventh grade word.
Immobilize.
Ooh.
Stand by.
All right. I've got it. I've got it.
I've got how I wrote it, but.
How did you go?
I like that the example okay, yeah. sentence I have here says, fear had immobilized him.
Yeah, that's fair. I-M-M-O-B-I-L-I-Z-E, immobilize. That's
correct.
All right.
All right. For the record, Mike and I would have gotten that correct.
It is. For the record. Yes, for the
all
record.
All right. Mike, your seventh grade word?
Guarantee.
Oh. Guarantee. Okay.
A guarantee. I'm out on this one.
All right. Guarantee.
All right.
G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E. Guarantee. I guarantee that's correct.
You are correct.
Oh,
Jason, you got it.
I would have had it right.
The old guarantee.
He's trying to get partial credit for each of our words in case he fails his word.
You see right through me.
All right, Jason, your seventh grade word.
Adequate.
Oh, am I adequate?
That's oh, spelling. Man. I don't know.
That's not right. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm writing it, but I'm not sure I got it.
All right, you guys talk while I figure this out.
Do you think Jason is adequate for the task?
Oh my gosh, there's no way. I'm looking at what I wrote.
No, I'm wrong.
You know how you write a word yep. and you're like, that's not right.
I don't know this one.
Adequate?
All right, give it a go. It's time to go. He's writing again.
Can I hear it used in a sentence? Ours are so different.
This office is pretty adequate for my needs.
Yeah.
There's no, all right. I've got, okay, A-D.
Nailed it.
A-D-E-Q-U-A-T-E. Oh, man.
That is correct.
No way!
Okay.
Well I'm the done. Smartest man alive!
Yeah.
I had it wrong.
I had it wrong on the second letter.
Wait, wow. What?
In my head, it was a T.
Oh! That's funny. So here, look.
You thought it was adequate?
In my head, that's all I could say.
Wow.
And I knew it was wrong.
You would have been super dumb.
Wait, were you? Did you spell it right?
No, I didn't.
I would have won on that.
Well, you would have if we were all competing on the same word. I had it ADA. I had everything the same, but ADA.
Adequate?
Wow.
I wouldn't have pronounced it adequate.
I am so.
Anyway, we're all alive.
Real quick, since we're talking about spelling and you thought it was, you know, the second and third.
You had the weirdest one I've ever heard.
I knew it was wrong.
Well, here's what's crazy. We're doing a draft after this, which I can't wait for because it's not this.
Right.
And we're drafting the best onomatopoeia. And I can't tell you, when I saw this draft and I saw it spelled out, my mind was blown because if you told us to spell the word onomatopoeia, that's easy because it's onomatopoeia.
Right, it's
when
onomatopoeia.
When I saw a T in the middle of this word.
There's a T in there?
Onomatopoeia?
It's a tomato. There's a tomato in the middle.
It blew my mind.
All right.
Onomatopoeia.
All right, we got to go to the next one. I thought you were going to get eliminated there, Jason. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, very proud.
All right, give it to me.
All right, Andy, your eighth grade level word.
Gulp.
Amateur.
I don't like his pronunciation.
Yeah.
All right. All right. A-M-A-T-E-U-R.
That is correct.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Very nicely done. That was much easier than adequate.
You mean adequate?
Yes.
All right, Mike, your eighth grade level word?
Haphazard.
Oh.
Wait, is there a trick in here? Haphazard. H-A-P-H-A-Z-A-R-D?
That is correct.
Oh.
All right, I would have spelled both of those right. Let's go.
Here you go, Jason.
Anecdote.
Anecdote.
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to be making a sentence,
dude. Like, I'll give you a funny little anecdote when I spell anecdote. A-N-E-C-D-O-T-E. Anecdote.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Were you in high school now? Is that what's happening?
You have just graduated eighth grade.
That's a huge accomplishment at this point.
All right, Andy, your ninth grade level word.
Vengeance.
V-E-N-G-E-A-N-C-E. Vengeance is mine.
That's what I got.
Well done.
All right.
Did you have that wrong, Jason?
Oh, I had that. There's an A in the middle of
that's
that
right.
word.
That's right.
It's vengeance?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's one of those fancy words.
I no longer feel bad about getting adequate.
All right, Mike, your ninth grade level word?
Fluorescent.
Okay.
Mike's face no
said,
way.
Mike said, I think I got that one.
I'm going to circle the problem
yeah,
with my
okay,
word.
Yeah, okay, fluorescent.
let me see yours, Jason.
Fluorescent, as they look. F-L-O-R-E-S-C-E-N-T.
I am sorry, that is incorrect. F-L-U-O-R. And yeah. Other than that, you had it correct.
Yeah, the U was,
man.
I knew I was 50-50
beep, beep.
There.
Wow, so you, I would have got it wrong.
I put the U in mine. However, I went S-C-E-N-T. It is only C?
No, there's an
S-C-E-N-T.
Oh,
yeah,
then I
you got it.
It
right.
All right.
So Mike's the first eliminated?
I'm out.
He
oh,
is.
My goodness. Jason, me and you.
Let's
you
go.
Won the first time,
keep
right?
Keep in mind, Jason, if you get this wrong, Andy wins.
Keep that in mind.
Here is your ninth grade level word.
Wait, if I get this wrong,
he
wins.
Because
he
already won
his
this
right.
round.
Oh,
he's
started.
Alive.
Oh, thank you for the update.
Camouflage.
Camouflage? I've never heard of this word. Can you please?
It's a new type of candy.
Say that again, please.
Camouflage.
That's the stupidest person of all time.
Aluminium.
Camouflage.
Well, I got to try and spell it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about mine because I think there's a sneak.
This is good.
Don't forget
audio.
The flodge. Don't forget the flodge.
One more time. Share bear.
Camouflage.
Okay, I'm pretty confident I got it.
Yeah. I'm pretty confident I don't.
Well, you got to give it up. Put it all on the line.
All right, ooh. Here we go. Camouflage. C-A-M-O. Flodge. All right.
Okay. Okay.
He's got four versions on his path.
I've got four written down. Which one looks right? Oh man, these are wrong. Camouflage. It's so stupid. It's camouflage, dude. Camouflage. C A M O F L A. The suspense is killing me. Is it U or is it a G? I'm gonna go. G-E.
You got the last part correct. There was a U that you missed in the middle. C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E.
Oh, I feel much better about that because I never would have seen it. Never.
I was, congratulations.
Did you write that down? Did you have it correct?
Nope.
Oh, that's
congratulations,
sucked.
Andy.
I only had to spell mine right.
I wasn't sure if the pronunciation was going to make you throw a D in at the end.
I on one of my versions I wrote
did
down,
you?
I did have a D. That is true.
Camouflage.
Camouflage.
All right. I feel like we all did pretty well.
Yeah,
I'm proud of
on
myself.
On highway to spell.
Yes.
Time to draft. Spitwads, let's talk about Chime. Yeah, well, let's talk about money first. Money cannot buy happiness, but not worrying about your money, that's pretty close to happiness. That's where Chime can help you smile even more. They were just named the number one most loved banking app. They got pretty cool features on there, too. Payday up to 2 days early, fee-free overdrafts up to $200, financial peace of mind in your wallet. All of that with, get this, no annual fees, large security deposits, or credit checks to apply for. See for yourself why Chime is so loved at Chime.com/ballers. That's Chime.com/ballers. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank, N.A., members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See chime.com/spotme. Chime was the 2021 number one most downloaded banking app in the United States, according to Apptopia.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, Jason mentioned it. We are drafting the best onomatopoeia words, which is a way of saying words that sound like...
That's words that are sound.
Words that are sound.
Yeah. Like if you are...
It sounds like the meaning of the word.
That's where I was going. Yeah.
And that's why I opened it up simply like... to give one away, bark. You know, bark is the sound that a dog makes.
Yes.
Great. Great. Now I've got to come up with another one on my list.
Well, you... Whatever. All right. This is such a bizarre draft. I don't know if there's any strategy here. I have no idea.
There's a clear 101.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a clear 101, but I don't even know if it'll be on people's lists or not. It is, this word can be used for many things, an impact, an explosion. John Madden loved this word.
Okay.
Going with boom. Mm-hmm. Tough act to connect.
Boom. Now you went with boom. You did not go with the variant kaboom.
Correct. I took boom.
Okay.
Just boom.
All right.
Kaboom came along later.
Boom. Flavor Call.
Is kaboom the baby of boom?
I think that's the grandpa.
Yeah. I think kaboom is actually a larger explosion. Because you're getting two sounds. Kaboom.
Okay.
Instead of just boom.
And which way? Not kerplow. That's a different.
Hey, don't tread on my potential words here, Andy. All right, so I'm looking here, and I'm going to take one that is not very fun, but
are you going functional?
It's functional. I use it all the time. I haven't actually seen this on a list. Like I was looking up lists of onomatopoeia, but I still think this is, and I think you guys will agree. This word sounds like the meaning of the word.
Okay.
Which makes it onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia. meh.
Meh.
Meh. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, we say that all the time. We whenever we're talking about a player we don't like.
Meh. Well, it's a word to describe, like, sub-average.
Yeah, you're just kind of, like, exhaling like that pick. The
meh. Meh.
Yeah. Well, I love that pick. Great job, Jason.
All right, so you're going with... Is that an onomatopoeia?
It feels like it's skirting the rules a little bit, but...
It does.
Does it?
Meh.
because you don't really like...
Isn't that the sound of what it means? Like, meh.
I don't know. I feel like you're ruining the draft.
I'll accept the verdict if that's not onomatopoeia.
Can you see it in a comic book doing something, making a... So, like, they're closing a door, and the closed door's the door closes going, meh.
No, I cannot.
Or you punch someone in the face, and the action says, meh.
Wait, is that the litmus test for onomatopoeia?
It's a pretty good one.
Is a comic book?
It's not everything, but it's, I think, a good baseline.
Okay. I will say this. I'm looking at a list of, like, 700 of them, and they all belong in a comic book. So
you want to make a pivot?
Maybe I will.
All right. We can get this going. We've got boom. Now, what do you got?
All right. I will pivot I'm getting paid over here. Cha-ching, baby.
That's a great. See, there you go. That's a good one.
Yeah. Was that a good pick?
Yeah, that's a
cha-ching.
Great pick.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. I would have gone with cutching, but.
Really?
Cha-ching.
But
cha-ching? Yeah. Cha-ching. How do you say it?
We're amateurs at this, Mike. You're a pro.
How would you guys say it?
Cha-ching.
You go, now that it's definitely both, but I don't know what I say now.
Yeah.
Ka-ching.
I think I say cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Like, this is, to be clear, this is when you're like opening a register.
That's a cash register. Right. Yeah. It's the sound of money.
Cha-ching. I would go cha-ching.
Yeah, I would go cha-ching. But ka-ching makes sense too.
Ka-ching would be if I was dropping a coin into a pile of coins.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
so
okay.
Cha-ching involves dollars.
That's right. It involves the money drawer.
It's more
it's
lucrative.
The money drawer.
Okay.
Yeah. Cha-ching.
Did we do this?
We're there.
You got us? You got a pick here? And you did draft cha-ching.
Yes.
Nice one. I have no idea what my pick is. Okay. My first pick, I will go with, I want a word that is entertaining, right?
Sure.
And so
onomatopoeia can be very fun and funny.
Yeah. So I will go with a word that I think is just makes you kind of laugh and it's funny and you imagine funny things. And that is splat.
Oh, that's a great word.
That's a good one.
Splat's a good one.
Splat the cat.
I'm going with splat. Something hits the countertop now, and it goes splat.
I'm also realizing something that, because you could have gone with kersplat.
You're just throwing the ker in front of all of them.
I know, but
you got kaboom, ka-ching, kersplat.
Someone came along and threw a bunch of...
It doesn't work. If you can't put ka in front of it, it's not onomatopoeia.
All right, my second pick... is it's another fun sound, and there are a variety in this category, but this is the best one. So
You take it first?
Well, I mean, the best of this category.
Oh,
my first pick was splat. My second pick is vroom.
Oh man,
you were waiting for vroom to come back.
Yeah,
vroom, baby,
vroom,
vroom.
Yeah. I can see that in the comic.
Car goes vroom.
Yeah, car goes vroom.
They used to, anyways. Now they go whiz.
All right. So I better write these down. I'm going to forget my own picks. I've got splat and vroom.
I was really hoping for vroom.
Really?
I was.
I love drafts like this where you're like, of all the sounds, you're like, man, that one.
That was the only one I could come up with. This was the first one on my list because I think it was the best. But I couldn't take it with my last pick because of your first pick. It was very similar. You went boom.
Oh no!
I'm going bang. That's a gun.
Okay.
You know, you got the little flag that pops out of the gun.
That's a comic book word of all of them.
Yeah.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Yeah.
Ka-ching.
Ka-bang?
That's his too. No,
ka-bang?
Ka-bang? I don't know.
All right, Mike, you're back. You don't have vroom though.
All right. Well, I was set up on this turn to go with vroom in this pick, so at least I know one of them.
Is Bedingy one?
I legitimately thought about, do with my last pick, do I just take Bedingy?
Oh, man.
But I'm going to take the sound. It is the sound of like light things, like a cloud might make this sound. A smoke bomb might make this sound. You can pronounce it funny ways, but in the written word, it is simply poof.
Oh.
But you can hit with a poof.
Okay.
Poof.
There was another sound, there was another onomatopoeia that came to mind. Mike is just exhaling air all over me.
I'm poofing.
There's a few sounds for clouds that came to mind.
Ooh, okay.
So maybe one will be my pick. We'll see.
Okay, well now I have boom and poof, which were the first two words that
sounds like my fart. Boom, poof.
Those can be fart sounds as well.
Most of these can. So since we're halfway through, I think it's more entertaining to read them. Mike has boom and poof. Jason has cha-ching and bang. And I have splat and vroom.
Man.
And now we're on to the third and fourth rounds.
All right. Now, this is where we're up against it here. Do I go with some? Do I need some function?
Mm.
Oh, no. I know what I know.
This is traditionally, just so you know, the hardest part of an onomatopoeia draft.
The
right
third,
here.
Yes,
the
yes.
third pick. Well known.
We all know what the first few sounds are going to be.
Everybody
Absolutely.
Knows.
All right, I will take another action sound. Man, although I guess all...
They're all action
all
sounds.
All onomatopoeia would be an action of some kind. I will take the sound of something entering water. I'm going to take splash.
Oh, splash is a great one.
Splash.
Splash is a steal in the third round.
Also a smash hit movie starring... Tom Hanks?
I don't remember.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Splash.
I loved that. That was Tom Hanks. And, I
not,
can't remember
not Goldie
her name.
Hawn.
No,
it?
No, it wasn't Goldie Hawn.
Ooh, we got to vet this.
Very
no,
important.
We don't.
It was Daryl Hannah.
There
Daryl Hannah.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There it is. It is a little too old for us.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's why I was like.
I don't remember Daryl Hannah. But, yeah. All right.
Yeah, all right. Splash. I'm happy.
Whew.
Steal of the round.
All right.
So far.
Here we go.
Best pick of the third round. Jason, how we doing over there?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okie dokie. I'm looking for
some
words.
How are you
looking? Because my
list is endless over here.
He doesn't want another meh. He doesn't want to make that mistake.
here's the actual problem. The actual problem is I have another mat. I have one that I believe is one that I can't
find.
Can
you put it in the comic action?
Yes, you could put it in a comic book. I definitely think you could put it in a comic book. So we'll see, because I think it passes that litmus
test. He's going to fail again.
I might. I think I'm going to fail. But I'm going to go. Okay. You know, shoot your shot. Shooter's going to shoot. Bang. Yeah. Bang, bang. Going, look, if I'm flying in on that, you know, into the lake on that rope swing, you know what I'm doing on my way? Whee! Is that what's the rule? What's the verdict?
That's not a word.
That's something that people say.
Yeah.
Isn't
you're having a hard time
wait,
here.
Can people say we can say things that aren't words?
But I'm saying like
no,
what?
No, wait, it's not.
If you put it in a comic book, what goodness gracious, how is this so difficult? If you put it in a comic book, what is making the sound wee besides a very
besides
delighted
a
person?
Besides a person.
Well, what's making the sound bark except for the dog?
But it's not a human. It's not a word. I don't know.
I don't think wee is an onomatopoeia.
I don't think so either.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll
this
just
is
have
never.
To...
All right. Well,
like, when, if you open a door, I guess you could wee. I don't know. I'm trying to help you here, man.
I appreciate it, but I'll pivot again. I want all the words. I'm gonna use as many wrong words as I can, and I want credit for them at the end of this. That's
it in the draft. Just give them all six picks.
That's yes, exactly. I will need them. I guess since there's
many sounds that like the zip line would make while you are going down it.
Yeah,
if you need some help.
No, I think here's what I want
like whiz
that I can't have. I want emotion. That's my meh and my wee. That's where I'm getting thrown off.
But we're drafting
here.
Onomatopoeia.
I will, but I want both, and I'm getting both by my
now,
strategy.
A problem.
Of I mean,
we could be wrong.
I want.
This could be one that counts, and we're the fools.
I am seeing it on lists of onomatopoeia words.
Well, looks like I didn't come up with it.
Let it go through.
I just don't know what it describes other than what you say.
I think that's what it's describing, right? But
no, if you could scream anything.
Banana.
Yeah, see that doesn't
it doesn't hit
work.
Like
weed. It doesn't work. All right, well that's fine. I'll go with a different one.
Wee a word you would write in a book? Because that's what it would come down to me. Because it is a word from a sound.
Is there a little piggy in the book?
Little piggy goes wee?
Yeah. He goes wee
all the way home. Yeah. It's
I
tough.
Don't know.
Look,
I don't know what to do.
I
here.
Know this is.
We should only do drafts of things we know.
I feel like I'm
all right.
I
final word from Al, and then he either keeps it or he moves on.
He can keep it if he wants.
Oh baby.
Okay. Send it through.
All right. Back to me. My final two picks.
What do you got? You got Splat.
I've got Splat, and I've got Vroom.
Oh, you got Vroom.
And sometimes your Vroom makes a sound. If you make a mistake on the road, and sometimes it goes crash.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going with Crash as my third pick.
And very car-centric over there.
Well, my fourth pick isn't. My fourth pick, it's going to take you right into the old bathroom. Because when you're in the old bathroom.
Splash?
Flush?
Well, no, I mean, look, a lot of these would work in the bathroom, but I'm going with
plop.
I'm going with plop.
And that works with a kerplop.
Yeah,
so, it does work.
So we're okay there.
So my entire list is now Splat, Vroom, Crash, and Plop.
Plop is an excellent pick.
Plop, plop.
Yeah, honestly, I probably would have gone with Kerplop with this next pick, but
you should have gone with it over Wee.
Look,
we gave you many chances.
I could have, but I'll let it slide. All right, I'm
which
deciding between
also
two
the sound
here.
Of a Kerplop. Something sliding.
All right. I'm between two here.
You only get one.
Don't worry, gentlemen. They're both on normal onomatopoeia lists. So this will just be against you if you disagree. But I'm going to go with something I love to do.
Plop.
You just took
it. It's already been drafted.
No. What do I do even more than that?
Whiz?
I eat.
Chomp.
I chomp. That's right, Mike. Put these chompers to work.
Nice.
And I will.
I like it.
I gotta. If I don't have eating in a draft, then it's no draft of mine.
You could have gone with sizzle too.
Ooh. Yeah, but that's true. become a sizzle.
Ching, bang, wee, chomp for Jason. Mike, you've got boom, poof, splash.
I got some heavy hitters.
They hit hard. Boom. Yeah. And then poof. Even poof is like, it's really fast.
It's got the hard attack.
And the splash is really fast. You got nothing slow, Mike.
Oof.
You got nothing calm.
That's true. I don't. But on a
Mike. You got no fizz.
Your fizz isn't going to slow me down.
You got
down.
No taps.
Oh, man. All right.
Can I interest you in a meow?
Maybe a whoosh.
Yeah, no one's taking an animal sound.
How about a cock-a-doodle-doo?
I thought about that, but I wasn't sure if that one counted.
Absolutely.
That does?
That was the second one I was between cock-a-doodle-doo
but
and
you
chomp.
Went wee.
Have
went
you chomp. Seen the sounds that animal makes is also regional? Like
what?
Like wait, other people don't think they make cock-a-doodle-doo?
Like other countries have different onomatopoeia for their animals.
Oh, that makes more sense. I'll bet the cock-a-doodle-doo one is pretty close.
Like in Europe, the bees, they all go zazz.
I'm telling you, it's weird. Al, see if you can find any like French sounds for animals.
I thought what you were saying
they all say wee and bonjour. Bonjour, doodle doo.
Bonjour, doodle doo. Wee, 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 moo.
This is what we know about France.
Mm-hmm. Croissant, croissant. All right, Mike, you got one last pick.
I'm stuck if I want to like double dip, because there's some that are definitely hyphenated phrases, and you need both of them. So does that power up my onomatopoeia that I'm getting a twofer? And I'm just, I just have one that's very, very simple.
It's really up to you.
I know. I'm just talking through my process. Right now, talking through my process, I'm gonna go with a classic here.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a classic. This one's been around since Andy was a king 2,000 years ago, probably. Because to make sure that you keep time, TikTok.
Yes.
TikTok.
Yes.
Also, it's aggressive of you can TikTok in someone's face and they will not like it.
Oh, that's true.
It's even a social media at this point.
It is. They spell it wrong.
That's true.
No, don't underestimate a hyphenated onomatopoeia. That is a sneaky pick right there. Cock-a-doodle-doo would have got it done. TikTok got it done.
The other hyphenated, I don't even know if it's hyphen, but you got to get them both, is ding-dong.
Ding-dong's solid.
Ding-dong.
Ding-dong's great.
And I love chomping on ding-dongs. chocolate covered, awesome.
They're great.
Ho-hos and
ding-dongs
all sorts.
And nutty bars.
All sorts.
Yeah.
Star Crunch.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp.
I thought honk. Honk is a good one because that's a car and that's a goose.
Yeah, honk, you only honk, need one word.
Honk, honk, honk. What do you mean it's usually one word?
No, I'm saying you're only drafting one. You couldn't draft honk, honk.
No.
You just draft honk and say it twice.
No, that's correct.
Could he draft beep, beep?
Maybe. Maybe. There's so many choices here. No one went toot.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I literally Googled fart onomatopoeia, and I couldn't
you
find
couldn't
toot.
You couldn't find toot?
Come on!
I considered going just full Batman of boom, blam, pow, biff, sock.
No, those would put the combo together?
Yeah.
See, there were no words. Here's where I'm disappointed in us. We didn't draft any words that are like nouns named after the sound that it makes. Like flip-flops are technically onomatopoeia.
Okay.
You know, a sneeze is onomatopoeia. We didn't do
but
any of those.
But a sneeze is an action.
Achoo is
well,
an onomatopoeia.
Sure, but it's also a noun. You know, the man...
Man
snows?
Use it as a noun, please.
Okay.
The sneeze was exiting
down
the
road. Okay. I've got it. No, because I was
talking about spelling words. Stop it.
No, I was thinking like sneeze and cough, and I found these on like cough is can be a cough drop, but it's still named after the cough.
Okay. I mean, splash. I have splash. And splash is the word for when water
okay
goes up in the air. Oh, my goodness.
The less you know. All right. We are done.
We're all dumber now.
Boom. Poof. Splash. Tick-tock. Cha-ching. Bang. Wee. Chomp. Splat. Vroom. Crash. Plop. We done.
What did we learn today?
So much.
Jason doesn't know what onomatopoeia is.
That's fair. That's fair. I learned how to say camouflage for the first time. I've been saying it wrong all these years.
Oh, so Owl did post, sorry, some other countries and the sound that their animals make. Like, so you have so a rooster. We have cock-a-doodle-doo here. If I'm reading this right, French would be Cocorico?
That's what they sound like.
Cocorico. Then you have pig. We have oink. And in French, it is, in fact, groin-groin.
Groin-groin.
Groin-groin. See?
They
should have just gone with bonjour. What did I learn today? I learned that I will never wear a white shirt this small ever again. Never going to happen.
Is that your son's shirt?
It is going to be very soon.
So now I got this shirt for you.
Mike, did you give yours?
Yeah, I learned that Jason doesn't know what onomatopoeia
is. Jason, did you learn anything? You learned a lot today.
Yeah, I learned how to say camouflage, and I learned that Andy doesn't listen to what we learned.
That is it for today's Spitballers podcast. Catch you next time.
We made it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.